900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Opie Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386. The Opie Chicken House.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE News time is 7:32. It's Newsmaker time here this Friday morning. It is wet outside, and thankfully it's not wet inside, because we've got our Roger Hartsook interview room full here this morning. We've got Dr. Alana Longwell, Mary Turner, the Inpatient Medical Rehab Director of Newman Regional Health, here with us today. Dr. Longwell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack.
Glad to have you in. Mary, how are you today?
Wet. But I'm good, thanks.
It was a little damp coming in, so thank you for making the trek over. This is closing down rehab week, and inpatient medical rehab week specifically. And Dr. Longwell, we were talking about this, you know, even though we're closing down the week, probably pretty active in the department. We'll get Mary's perspective on that here in a second. But this is a great way to celebrate the work of those associated with the rehab department.
Yeah, rehab's biggest difference all around is the team. Interdisciplinary team is literally built into our regulations from CMS, so we couldn't do it without our team, which includes our physical, occupational, and speech therapists, nurses, aides, and of course our patients. So without the team, there is no inpatient rehab, and it's a fun time to celebrate them and the special work that they do.
Before we start talking, Mary, about the rehab, you know, the rehab facility and its purpose, some of the different types of cases that you deal with, kind of riff off of that point that Dr. Longwell made about the work that your staff do.
Yeah, they have to work really good as a team together. It's a team process, and everybody works together. We just have a really good time. You know, it's fun for the staff, because a lot of people that come in, they do know. And so it's just, they are all invested in getting them back home. And so it's really kind of a fun time. We have our patients stay a little bit longer than the acute patients, so we get to know them better. And so it's just really nice to have that relationship.
For folks that don't know, what type of cases are you handling at the inpatient side? And really, what type of equipment do you have on the floor to help to facilitate that process?
Well, we see a lot of stroke patients, hip fractures, just kind of overall debility.
People who have been really sick and in the hospital for a long time and need a little bit of extra time before they can get home.
Yeah. From your perspective, Dr. Longwell, what's your role here when it comes to, or at least the physician's role here with rehab, and then starting to get into the therapy side?
Yeah, the physician's role is kind of to be that team leader and help direct the team, help pull the information together and synthesize it. One of the other unique things about inpatient rehab is we have a team conference once a week where the whole team sits down and talks about the patient specifically and in detail. We go through what they're doing with therapy, what challenges there are with nursing at night, and that allows us to really do wraparound care. So if during the day the patient is able to transfer one person assist, but at night they're having trouble getting in and out of bed, then we can problem solve how to work on that as a team. And I can adjust medications if needed. You know, we can find maybe something that's underlying that might not have necessarily been recognized without that team and the input from everybody.
How vital, Mary, is the therapy component when it comes to an inpatient rehab unit like what you have? I know it varies probably case by case, but
yeah. It's very vital. I mean, they get 3 hours of therapy a day, divided into segments of time between 30 and 45 minutes a session. They start about 9 o'clock in the morning, and they end up about 3:30 in the afternoon. So the therapy part is huge. It's also very important that therapy and nursing work together, because therapy isn't there all the time. So a lot of that falls to nursing. And so it's just really a team effort.
Mary Turner, who is the Inpatient Medical Rehab Director, and Dr. Alana Longwell from Newman Regional Health joining us as this closes down Inpatient Medical Rehab Week, and we're pleased to have a chance to highlight the work of the rehab staff here. And it's also important for people to know that there are these services locally, that you don't have to go 50 to 90 miles in order to get them.
That's right. It's Rehab Actually Awareness Week, and so it just brings an awareness to what we have here in Emporia. You know, with inpatient rehab, you're going to get the 3 hours of therapy. You're not going to get that anywhere else. A lot of times, you know, facilities, you know, have in their name that they're a rehab center or whatever. That's not like our inpatient rehab, because we will, you know, they'll get the 3 hours here, where in a rehab center, they may only get like 45 minutes a day. So it's a huge difference, and it's a benefit that a lot of people don't know that they have. So just bringing awareness to that, and, you know, that they don't have to, if they get transferred out to Topeka or Wichita, they don't have to stay there. They can come back here and receive those services.
Understood. Dr. Longwell, from your perspective, why is it so important to see or to have this close to home? Obviously, this is going to be populated by a lot of Emporia and immediate area residents, but Newman Regional Health serves basically the entire, you know, seven counties. You know, you got the six counties neighboring in Lyon County. How important is it from your perspective as medical director to see this service available for those residents and to see it at this high level?
I think it's important for a few different reasons. The most important is that a lot of our patients are older, and the stress on them and their family to drive to, I think of a day like this, and the wife of a 75, 80-year-old patient just trying to decide whether she can visit her ill spouse today. You know, our patients live 5 to 30 minutes away. So it's much easier. And that family support cannot be understated. It is essential for those patients to go home. It is part of our discharge planning from day one. We are talking with families and figuring out what support there is at home, what may need done in the home. So without the ability for family to be close and involved, it makes the rehab part more challenging. And also it's what the patients need from a social, psychological standpoint. They need that support. They need to see their family there. They need to celebrate their wins with their family and their loved ones. The other part is we know these communities. We're in these communities. We live in these communities. Our social workers live here. Our therapists live here. We are all invested in Emporia and the surrounding area. And so we know what resources. We know you can go borrow a shower chair or a bedside commode at the senior center. We know, you know, what oxygen companies serve our area. So that is such a benefit to coming to a rehab that's local and knows the community.
Outstanding. Really quickly, before we wrap things up here and, you know, kind of conclude at least our involvement here, but, you know, helping to highlight the celebration about Rehab Awareness Week, talk about some of the maybe recent upgrades the facilities had here over the last maybe 1 to 3 years.
Well, we have the new, well, we still call it new, simulation apartment where therapy can take the patients in and simulate filling a dishwasher, preparing meals, you know, different flooring types, different furniture getting in and out of. So it's been really helpful to kind of maybe troubleshoot some of those problems before they get home.
Outstanding. Great stuff. Ladies, anything else that you wanted to bring up here before we close things down here this morning?
I think the only other thing we wanted to talk about and remind everybody is we are here. And when you or your loved one or somebody you know is sick or injured, it's a very, very stressful time. You know, you're trying to figure out what life looks like now. And we want to be your easy button. We want you to know that we're here. And all you have to do for your loved one or yourself is ask your case manager or somebody doing discharge planning at the other hospital to send a referral to Newman Regional Health for inpatient rehab. We would love to take care of you. We would love to be that way to get you back home. And we just want everybody to remember that we're here and we care and we want what's best for this community.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Longwell, Mary Turner, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Best of luck here closing out rehab week. Best of luck getting back to the hospital dry. And really appreciate your time with us this morning. And thanks again for the work that you guys do for the community.
Thank you,
Chuck. Dr. Alana Longwell and Mary Turner, who's Newman Regional Health's Inpatient Medical Rehab Director, joining us on the Newsmaker segment. Typically, we just throw it straight over to Ron, but I did want to update you because we have a host of power outages, as expected here with the severe thunderstorm, really strong thunderstorm activity, not severe, but the thunderstorm activity that is finally pushing out of Emporia. And we do have close to 400 Evergy customers offline in Emporia. There is a relatively large-scale power outage that's unfolded in southeast Emporia, and this covers several of the Industrial Park 3 businesses. This covers, but we're not confirmed on this, but areas like Simmons, Michelin, Hills Pet Nutrition, things like that, plus residents around that immediate area. So over 300 Evergy customers offline just in southeast Emporia. We'll keep you posted here as the situation unfolds here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Thank you, Chuck, and thanks to Newman Regional Health Rehabilitation and the fine work that they do. Thank you all for being here this morning on this stormy Friday. Rainfall and thunder lightning continues. 7:42, our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House, 7:42, good morning.
As we wrap up National Farm Safety and Health Week, it's important to understand that it's no surprise that farmers' behavioral health is